Hey everyone, what's up? We got the radio superstars Cassidy Lazinski here with CJ Barrett.
Yo, yo, yo.
Today we brought in the science teacher, field hockey coach, and the most amazing person to ever walk through these halls, Miss Cindy Packer. We're bringing you to Miss Packer's Top 10. So, Miss Packer, are you excited to be in the studio with us today?
I am. It's kind of cool to be in here. I feel a little famous. It's kind of nice. I've never been inside the studio, so it's cool to see how, you know, you guys work with everything, all the electronics. And I think it's neat that you get to be exposed to this stuff, because eventually you might want to actually portray, you know, being in the internet, being on the air.
Well, we're glad to have you.
All right. Coming in at number 10 is Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
And that was Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card coming in at number 10. We're going to throw it over to CJ, who has some questions for you.
So, Ms. Packer, how's field hockey going this year?
It's going pretty good. We've had a lot of competition, you know, with some of the more dominant teams. We've had a couple wins, a couple losses. We ended the season pretty much with a 500. We have a home game against Audubon on October 21st. And then first round of playoffs begins October 24th, where we are playing against Triton. So hopefully we pull out a win for that and get into the second round.
Wait, so what happened with Maya yesterday?
Maya actually was awarded first team all conference. So what happens is all the coaches put up players from their own team that they think are deserving of winning an award and should be put forth, you know, throughout the conference to see who's the best. And she was voted on by other coaches and she got first team.
That's really cool. All right, well, we're going to go back to the top 10.
Coming in at number 9 is Second Star to the Right from Disney's Peter Pan.
Oh, second star to the right shines in the night for you. To tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light so red. And if it's Neverland you need, this light will lead you there.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so we'll know where you are. Gleaming in the skies above, lead us to the land we dream of.
And when our journey is through, each time we say good night,
and that was Second Star to the Right coming in at number 9. This is a pretty unique song choice for your top 10. What about Peter Pan makes you love it so much?
I'm just a huge Disney fan in general. And, you know, Disney reminds me, I think, of my childhood. We used to take a lot of vacations to Disney once or twice a year. And the song itself has become one of my favorites. Even as I've gotten older, just being able to listen to the song and, you know, there's always, you know, dreaming forward, looking at that second star to the right. And I think sometimes I still wish I was a kid. So going to Neverland, I think as a child, was always a dream of mine.
God, that's so cute.
All right. Here's number 8, Cheeseburgers in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburgers in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett. So you seem to have a broad music taste. You went from alt-rock to Disney to now an acoustic writer. Where do you think you got all that from?
I think just my taste in music has, you know, changed over the years. I don't really have a particular favorite genre of music. I kind of listen to everything. On my way to school, I even listen, you know, throw some classical in there if it's, you know, a slow morning to kind of calm me down or whatever it is. But I think just, you know, listening to everything kind of makes you understand music and appreciate it a little bit better. I may have gotten that from my parents. We were always listening to different things. So I think it's just, you know, something that I don't have a particular specific favorite. So I kind of listen to everything.
That's really cool. It's cool to have a broad music taste.
Now at number 7, we have some country, Wanted by Hunter Hayes.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. Put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up. Wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted. And I wanna call you mine. Wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget it. Yeah, I wanna make you feel
by Hunter Hayes. So what is the significance of this song to you?
So this song is actually my wedding song. I got married 2 years ago. My husband and I are big country fans, and you know, picking that song was something that was meaningful to the two of us. You know, it kind of talks about, you know, wanting to be loved, wanting to be together. So, you know, it's just got a special place in my heart.
So cute. Okay. Now we're going to throw it back to old Miley from back in the early 2000s, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drops my favorite tune.
That was our number 6, Party in the USA by Miley. Obviously, Miley has changed quite a bit since 2008 when Party in the USA first came out. Are you team old Miley or new Miley?
That's hard to think. I think I'm always going to be a fan of, like, you know, where she started, the whole Hannah Montana thing, and she kind of tried to break out with that. And I think Party in the USA was one of the songs where she was transitioning from being noted as a Disney, you know, character mm-hmm. into going into her own individuality. She had some rough times, so I don't know if I agree with, you know, what happened right after that transition, but I think she's kind of grown up, and I do like her new songs now, too.
That's nice. That's true also. Now we are hitting the midpoint of our celebrity guest, Ms. Packer's Top 10. We are coming in with number 5 with Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Other lovers who broke my heart. They were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where.
That was number 5, Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. You seem like a big country junkie. Ever see anybody live in concert?
I have. I've seen a couple. I do love country. My husband and I actually saw Rascal Flatts in concert in Atlantic City a couple years ago. They actually followed Journey, and Rascal Flatts completely blew them away. It was pretty awesome. I've also seen Zac Brown in concert, and most recently I saw Luke Bryan in concert. A friend of ours gave us tickets, and they were actually meet and greet tickets, which I wouldn't have paid for for myself, but it was kind of cool to, you know, get a meet and greet, get a picture with him or whatever. So it was neat.
All right, now we're jumping up to number 4, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Was our number four placer, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Now getting right to our final three, we have Give Me Everything by Pitbull.
You're not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Nadia, Neo, that's
tonight.
Right.
We might not get tomorrow, let's do it tonight.
That was number three, Gimme Everything by Pitbull. So, Ms. Packer, this is your fifth year at Sterling High School, and you're relatively new here. How are you liking it?
I love it, actually. I think, you know, one of the best things about Sterling is the staff. We really get along. We're all pretty close. So, it's, you know, kind of neat to branch outside of just the science department, because that's the people you see every day. But one of my closest friends is Miss Errett, so it's, you know, we get to see each other a lot. So I think just by, you know, having such a close staff is what makes Sterling special. And of course, the kids are great, you guys especially.
Yeah, especially. We're pretty great. I might say so myself. All right, now we're jumping to number two, which is Peter Pan by Kelsey Ballerini.
Chime, the words, the spark, everything, you had it. Guess I had a naive heart, 'cause boy, I let you have it. You said I was your only, never thought you'd leave me lonely. You're just a lost boy with your head up in the clouds. You're just a lost boy, never keep your feet on the
was number two, Peter Pan by Kelsey Ballerini. So what puts that as your second most favorite song?
One, I love country. Two, it kind of brings in like the whole Disney aspect, because of course I love Disney. But I think the song itself, you know, is just, is pretty heartfelt. It's, you know, has meaning behind it. It's not just a, you know, poppy typical song that you would hear all the time. It's more so recent in the last couple months, and it's really fun to sing in the car when you're by yourself. So I just really like the song.
And for the moment we've all been waiting for, we have our number one song. Miss Packer, you can do the honors.
My number one favorite song is Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker.
South to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights.
made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel, rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel, rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel, rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you wanna feel. Hey, hey, mama, mama, rock me, mama, rock me, rock.
Once again, you heard her number one favorite song, which is Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker.
You know, I think this song is my favorite because it's just, you know, a chill, relaxing song. It's fun. It's upbeat. The original was written by a band you probably never heard of, Old Crow Medicine Show. But Darius Rucker, you know, kind of revamped it a little bit and covered the song. And I think it's just, you know, kind of reminds me of summer, hanging out with my friends and just being down at the shore and just, you know, having a good time and not really worrying about, you know, anything else.
Once again, that was Miss Packer's number one favorite song of her top 10. Special thank you to Mrs. Packer for taking time out of her busy day to sit and chat with us. My name is Cassidy Lazinski, and I've been your host here with my partner in crime, CJ Barrett. Hope everyone enjoyed. Be sure to tune into Sterling High School Radio, and as always,
Go Knights!